Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are closing out the year 2017. I don't know about you, but it has been a very long year. It has been life-changing for many. It has been life-stumbling for many. And it also, too, has been a time where almost everything is up in the air and we almost are feeling like we're all hanging on the edge of a cliff. Almost like time is standing still, yet it's moving so fast, yet we don't know the right or wrong. We don't know the good or bad. We just know what is. Today, we're going to take it a little bit easier. We're going to close out the year with Bob Sema. Wonderful musician, inspirational and transformational. He shares his music really from his heart and his soul. And, you know, Bob sings, and I almost feel like he has his finger on the waves of change, as I always call it. And, you know, it's about how we can be in the world today and how we might be feeling and how we might be sensing things and how things might be changing around us. You know, I really wrote that it's really about the end of the year and forerunners, light workers, and way showers. We've all talked about this before in the show. Those are people who are maybe sensing and did a lot of work in helping the world to transform and helping the world to bring love and light into the world and help to just say, you know what, it's going to be okay. Come on, keep holding on. It's almost like our support system, our grid work, our beams of light, as they might call it. But also, too, for many of the listeners who were saying, I get it. I kind of understand it. I'm kind of like seeing that maybe next year is going to be a real different, whole different ballgame. So Bob is going to share his new CD with us today. It's called The Movers, The Shakers, The Peacemakers. Wonderful music. We have five clips, and we'll share that with you. Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Jeanette. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, Bob, don't you think, sometimes we want to say we're thankful that the end of the year has come, but also, too, it's been a really profound year. How about in your neck of the woods?
It has been a tumultuous year. Lots of celebrations and lots of, I'd say, beginnings and endings and, stepping into truth, really. Than what this year has been about for me. And I think a lot of people that I run into, you know, they connect with the new album, they connect with some of the songs, and they say, man, you're kind of speaking my language here. You know, I think it has been a crazy, crazy year. And 2018, you know, I'm highly anticipating the freshness of a new year.
Yeah, you know, I always am like, I have this sense where I shut down most of my radio shows, you know, in November because I was so anxious for the new year. I said, I'm going to get my new year started early. And I was so happy that we were able to do this show today.
Yeah, it seemed like it sort of was meant to happen at a downtime for you. So that's perfect. It worked out great.
And it's also true, I think, that we're in such anticipation that we're like, okay, I feel like I've kind of let go a lot of my baggage. I've decluttered my home. I've, erased a lot of my, those social media. It's like I've unfriended this and I've unfollowed that. And I think we've kind of like gotten to the, you know, I've done that this year is like, you know, hey, if you're not here, sorry, but, you know, I'm downsizing in all ways of my life. And I think really your music, you've been on the show before, your music has evolved through that. If you listen to some of your newer music, it's totally right on the money. And if you listen to some of your past music, it's like, wow, I've gone through all of that. And it's like, it's almost like a progression, I think, your CDs, yes?
It's a progression of me, the observer. And I think, I feel like I'm progressing along with consciousness. I think I'm kind of in line with it. And so, you know, the music has changed dramatically. Not let's say dramatically, it's just, The tone and timbre of it has changed along with what's going on in the world. So, I mean, this album was about forgiveness. This album was about compassion. This album was about self-healing. This album was about connection with others. I mean, it's really a culmination, I mean, almost of all of the other albums and put together into this one, you know, just this one compilation of songs, because you know you call it an album, nobody even understands what an album is anymore. They on iTunes, but it really is. It's a collection of songs that is a snapshot of where we are now. And so next year, you know, and each year after that, they're going to change and they're going to be in tune with where we are then, because that's what I do. I tune in and write the songs and deliver them.
And I think that's really important, because sometimes people will say, you know, I'm really looking for that something out there. You know, when we turn on our regular radio or something, it's like it's still got the same old sappy music, you know, where you go to YouTube and you say, well, I know this person, and you play it, and you kind of feel like your body gets back in that energy form of the past or of that situation of the author or whatever. And it's kind of like, well, holy crap, no wonder I can't get up off the couch, you know. It's sort of like, you know, you kind of tune yourself back down. And I think so many are just not aware, as we've spoken many times before, is that our body is an energy body. And are we going to tune it up today? Are we going to just zone it out? Or are we going to tune it down? And I think frequency has a great big emphasis on that. And your music definitely takes the tune. And for a different song, it may tune you right where you are for what you might need, but it also tunes you up. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you just described the last song on the album. It's called The One and Only Song. And it basically goes like, you know, we breathe in melody, we see in harmony, we bathe in frequency, and we are the song. And we, especially, you know, in our own lives, what we surround ourselves with, whether it's music or, well, I always say, you know, you only have a few things in this world you can control. You know, what you bring in as far as visually and auditorily, you know, what you listen to, what you watch, what you put in your mouth, you know, your choices of your nutrition. And then what you think and what you breathe, how you breathe, and those are the few things you can actually control in this world. The rest of it, I always say, relax. Nothing's under control.
Right. You know, I think sometimes too, we've been so used to control. I mean, because that's the way, you know, eons are. I mean, I'm in my sixth decade, and that's how it has been in the past, but we've had to deprogram, or we've had to change, or we'd have to come through to a different space to say it doesn't have to be that way. You know, I was on YouTube the other day, and, you know, I heard this child singing, and she was like 7 years old, and she had a voice of, you know, this very famous person that was in her 60s when we remember the song. And I said, it's almost like she's channeling the spirit of that person. So I think sometimes we have to be so open these days to all the potential out there to say, my gosh, these children, you know, are so different than all the decades that have come before. You know, and how can we be open to that, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're evolving right along with consciousness. I think human beings are evolving, and I think they're, if you look at the kids now, I mean, they're millennials and whatnot. They have different requirements to keep them, you know, to keep them engaged, and they're moving at a much faster pace, I think. And I don't mean necessarily physically, but I think their brains are working at a faster pace because they're dealing with so much stuff coming at them, so much media, and Right. Ideas. I mean, they consume an idea and they just move on to the next one. And we can look at mm-hmm. that as a negative, or we can just say, hey, they're capable of using a lot more of their brain if they're able to consume all of that information. You know, the question is, what can they do with it? That's where I think people
right.
get caught
it's
up.
Almost yeah. like, is it a useless computer and a robot, or is it someone who is in the space of the world? You know, Bob, let's play a clip yeah. of your first song that I have on the lineup. And the first one I have today is Be Humble, which is perfect for this time, yes?
Absolutely. Be humble, be hungry, be loved.
Right along with the conversation. So let's play a little clip mm-hmm. and we'll get right back.
There's a calling from the future, an echo of an ancient past, to all the peaceful warriors. This call it means. Keep your head up and lift your heart to the sky. We're standing on the edge of the darkest day from which we can't retreat. Surrise for the ones who came before and dig in both your feet. And keep your head up and lift your heart to the sky.
Again, we just played a clip from Bob Seema's new album, which is The Movers, The Shakers, and The Peacemakers. And the clip we just played is Be Humble. You know, Bob, I think that was right on cue almost. It just seemed to drop into our conversation. I think so many are saying, you know, how can we keep going on no matter what's going on around us, don't you think? And sometimes it's you feel like you have to make your mark, or you have to be out there and you have to succeed and be on the pinnacle, but really you're doing a lot of work just by being present and being kind and honest and, you know, as you say in your song, you know, just to share with a smile, yes?
Yeah, it's a song of hope. I mean, there's mm-hmm. fading, I think, sometimes if you meet the right people who are watching all of the media and staying really in touch with the popular culture, there's a sense of, man, just despair and losing hope.
Right.
And so that song is trying to get people out of that space and, you know, just get them into a place of power, of, you know, be humble. You know, of course, be humble, mm-hmm. be hungry. You have to be a little bit hungry, but not overly hungry. You don't want to be striving constantly. And then be loved. I mean, everybody gets that part. And those three words just popped out when I was writing the song. It just became the chorus. You know, be humble, be hungry, be loved.
And, you know, it's also true that we had this idea in our head sometimes that it had to be greatness or exceptional. You had to be exceptional when really we're all part of the piece of the puzzle, and it's just our being present, you know, is part of the puzzle, right? Sometimes people, I think, you know, are very quick to say, well, what are you doing, or why aren't you doing it, or you're not showing up the way I expected you to show up, when really everybody is showing up in their own way, and that's what's part of the puzzle. You know, we don't have to look, walk, and quack like a duck. Do you know what I mean? You know, we can
Well, if we were all the same, it'd be a very boring world.
Right. So, I mean, like, everybody's got their piece, And I think that the judgment is starting to wane. I think we're starting to see that. Hopefully by the end of this year, maybe next year, we will see judgment wane. And I think really judgment is what holds us back, you know, I think sometimes from being humble and peaceful and loved, because we want to always judge it, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, judgment, I think, is one of the hallmarks of spiritual growth is when you're not in judgment anymore and you've gone beyond that. You've gone to compassion. You know, if you see something that doesn't resonate with you, you go to compassion. You don't go to judgment. It's very, very clear. Path, I think, of someone who's rising up, that they've gone away from judgment into compassion.
Yeah. You know, and I think that when people are hurting, we see a lot more people hurting. You know, I've been in healthcare since the early 70s, and, you know, you see people hurting all the time. But yet, you know, you want to put them in these little silos, that I call them, you know, this, that, or the other, and people tend to leave them there and let them fend for themselves, you know, when instead finding a common ground, you know, where people might feel more healed inside or more loved inside. And, you know, I always say this on the show is that your body can still hurt, but you could still feel loved and cared for, you know what I mean? And so many are saying, you know, that they're crying out. What are they crying out for? What are those people that feel broken or hurt? What are they crying out for? Do you have a thought on that?
You know, I think they're crying out for themselves to open up and love. I don't think they're anything from outside of themselves. I think they realize that there's a saying, and there's a song on the album called Hurt People or Healed People, and basically it's saying hurt people, and healed people, heal people. And, you know, I think that when someone's crying out and they're, you know, screaming out, or they're being, you know, angry or vitriol or whatever they're putting out into the world, it's a call for themselves to wake up, and they just don't know how to do it. They can't do it, so they're trying to get somebody else to notice them and recognize them and say, you know, you're okay. You can you're good. You know, you're worthy. And so I think that's what it is. It's a cry for themselves to wake up. I mean, when you wake up the heart chakra, I mean, that's what the feeling of that is. I'm broken open because I can't be broken anymore. I'm already broken open, and that place is, I think, what someone's screaming out to get to. I'm tired of hurting, and I just surrender. And there's a lot of different ways to look at that, but I think in general they're looking to awaken their own heart in some way. So they're just screaming out to see who can hear them.
Right. And, sure. You know, that song was right up in the next cue. Let's play a little clip about that. So now we're
perfect.
Going to play her. Very good.
People hurt.
Bob, it's such a wonderful song. I think so, too, that, you know, we look at it, and you know how many times when people are really very sick or they get a tremendous notice from the doctor, you know, that something is really maybe life-ending or end of life. I work with a lot of that, a lot of clients that are at that point. And what happens is that sometimes if you just can just hold them and let whatever they've been holding up fall away, I think that's really where you come to that point of being able to transform or to transfer or to share or accept or receive or to give love, you know. And I think that no matter what you've got going on around you, until you come to that spot where really you said before about cracking open, you know, to be able to, you know, at the point you can't hold it up anymore, it's really almost like they almost can't get there until they're able to get there. I think sometimes we want to push people. We see this with addictions, you know, let's put them into rehab, let's put them here, let's put them there so someone else can fix them. But if you really held, you know, I've thought of this so many times and I've done it, is if you really hold them as tight as you possibly can and then just let them just shake and shiver and break all of those things away, you come away with that sense, yes?
So I can't say I've ever been into that place, but I can see what you're saying. I mean, I think if you go back to all of the master teachers and healers, and you know, really, what I mean, like Yeshua, Jesus, what did he do? I mean, he was just powerfully present. You know, he was there. He was unflappable. And you know, they talk about John of God and some of these other healers, and they don't do anything. I mean, they really don't do anything. They just have this amazing consciousness that is so present. And, you know, that consciousness, I don't know if you get that deep in this show or not, but that's really the source healing of everything is coming into alignment with that. And, I can really resonate a lot with what you just said about holding people and, you know, just making them feel loved and then just letting them kind of just let it all go, just completely surrender.
I think so too. With that clip that we just played, I mean, almost you could do that yourself if you're listening, is you could play these songs, you know, today from Bob's album, and especially that song. And if you just, I say wrap yourself in a blanket, sit down, put earplugs in, and just listen to it over and over and over again, you can feel that frequency start to come up. So there are ways in which you can start to attune yourself, not always looking for a guru or an expert or, you know, someone who walks the world. And, you know, you can do this inside yourself. And that's really what we're looking at, is that your music really does bring it from the inside, because many times we look for it, we seek it outside. You know, who's going to fix me or solutionize me and everything's going to be great, you know. It's really about how can we find it inside, and your music does that, especially that song. You know, you can just sit with it. If you have to play it 100 times in one day, just keep doing it. Come back the next day and keep doing it until that part of you starts to ease out. And I really think that that's a lot of your songs on this album. Again, the one we're talking about today, The Movers, The Shakers, The Peacemakers, is about this evolution of going through all these stages in your life and saying, you know, I can let this go, I can let that one go, you know, and feel that. So I really think that's a great song to be able to have on this album.
Thank you. Well put. I believe that the healing power of this music, I believe in it, and that's why I'm doing it. I mean, that's why I'm on this path, because I feel like I've been given given the antenna to listen to these songs and write them down and then deliver them to the world. So I firmly believe that there's some magic and there's self-healing to be had when you put yourself into the vibration of that kind of a message,
right,
and the music together.
Mm-hmm. And it also is not something that hits you over the head. It's not something that's going to put you in another state where you can't. People say, well, I might feel out of control. You don't feel out of control. There is no control. You just feel, you know, either comforted, you feel loved, you just feel open, you just feel okay with who you are. just different things will come up for you, and I think that's where it's open. So, Bob, do you think that go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, a lot of people will approach me and talk about the music, and they say, it just sounds so familiar. You know, the words that you're saying and the phrase, it's not like you're teaching me anything. It's not like anything I haven't heard before, but I haven't heard it like this before, and just gentle, beautiful reminders of things I already know. So go ahead. You were going to say something.
Because it's like that hitting over the head, or, you know, people have gotten to the point where I'm going to teach you something, or they'll come upon, they'll say, well, what did you learn? And, you know, when I always get this figment in my mind, what did you learn? It's almost like shaking a finger at you because you didn't get the right answer. Or in other words, you didn't get my answer, you know? And I think that we have to shake away that and say, you know what? I have this list of words that are getting kicked to the curb, you know, eventually, in learn, in lesson, you know, or one of them. They got to go, you know. It's almost like, you know, how do you feel in the moment for you? It has nothing to do with me. I'm asking about you, you know, and I think your music really, it presents itself, and then you create your own sense, your own feeling, your own experience around this album. It's not about, are you going to tell me then what it means, you know, and I have to agree. You don't have to agree. You just have to be in it, whatever it is for you. And I think that's the really powerful time of music, that it doesn't shake you down to say, well, at the end result, this is how you get there, you know. And yours is about opening. It's not about, you know, a destination. So I think that's a really great experience.
Exactly. I think the music vibrates with you exactly where you are. Some people will get a very, very mystical download from some of these songs, and some people will go, oh, that's a great song. I feel better. And a couple of words really jumped out. Other people will get every single word. You know, it just depends on where you are on your path.
Absolutely. Well, let's play the clip now, Insignificant Some Things, because I think that will play right into where we are right now.
I won't lie, I love to cry. I got a raging river inside, but my mind doesn't know when to let my heart go, and my soul won't let me hide. I'm a dreamer, I'm kind of lazy, but I call my crazy, crazy. I'm a wreck, I'm a wreck, I'm a holy, holy mess, but I'm sacredly awake. And I'm not here because it's home. I'm not lost and I know I'm not alone. Because I see it in your eyes and I see it in the stars and I see it everywhere. That's the same thing that pains me. Well, it pains you. What if we are everything and we're nothing? Are we insignificant somethings? Are we hardly innocent, purely magnificent pieces of a one thing? And we rise and we fall, and we run and we walk and we crawl. Well, we might not have it all together, but together we have it all. And I see you in me, and me in you. In the lines get crossed and blurry, and I worry and I get so confused. Because we hurt from our hurt, and we fear from our worst, and we love from the love that we won't drink of. It's an endless, bottomless thirst, and I have found that it matters that the past has passed. If you dare let it go, when you stare down the ghost, sweat a ghost, stop staring back. And the same thing that pains me, well, it pains you. What if we are everything and we're nothing? Are we insignificant something? Are we hardly?
Wow, Bob, you know, I think that's another great song, again, Insignificant Some Things, from your album, The Movie, The Movers, The Shakers, The Peacemakers. You know, I think that it's really just what we just got done saying, almost in the music, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the phrase of that song, and this is the perfect example of a song that you might go, oh, this, you know, it's snappy little song is I love it, insignificant something, same thing that pains you, pains me. But when you get into the words of that song, I mean, you are everything and you are nothing. I mean, that goes back to a Hindu saint who said, Nisargadatta, who said, you know, when you look within, you know, you sit in the stillness, you look within, you'll see that you're nothing. And that's wisdom. And then when you look without, you look out into other eyes and other beings, you see that you're everything. And that's love.
Right.
And, you know, you flow between those two. So that's where that song came from, is that phrase.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about that because I had gotten up for about, I think it was about 2 or 3 months, every single night at about 2 or 3 in the morning. And all it would be playing in my head is this phrase, everything is nothing and nothing is everything. And it's in one of my books. And that's just exactly the same as everything is nothing and nothing is everything. You know, it's a very similar concept. And it was like, oh, okay, you know, and I just went, okay, got it. And until I sat down and says, okay, I hear, you know, or I'm listening, it just kept playing. It was going to keep playing over and over again until I actually acknowledged its presence, more or less, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, well, you know, the songs come, they just keep coming. And when I get a thing, when I get something like that, you know, I write it down in my little book, my little, not a book, but in my little notepad. And, you know, they end up becoming songs. So that phrase probably sat in there for, I don't know, a year or two. And one day it just all, I said, I can't not write that song. It's just coming through me. I can hear all the words. So, yep, that's how it works.
Yeah, it just kind of shows up, you know. And even with my own writings, you know, it's like, my editor says, well, there's no line here. It says, yes, it's a line of consciousness. And they're like, well, you can't publish that. And it's like, why not? You know? And they're like, you're all over the place. And they're like, you're all over the place. And I said, exactly. We're multidimensional people. We are all over the place. I think sometimes we've gotten so used to reading books where we had to have so much text to justify ourselves. You know, you'd make a statement at the beginning of a chapter and then you'd have like 40 pages to justify it, you know, or you'd have two or 300 words of a book all to make one statement, you know, and I'm going, no, you know, and I think that's what's really good about your music too, is that it's just there. It's not shoving it, you know, and saying, you know, oh wait, you got to listen to the end to be able to get it. There's nothing to get. It just shows up. It's just present. It's your emotions that open. It's your feelings and your heart, you know. And I think that's what's more important. I think sometimes the less words or the less dogma, almost, you know, as we said before about lessons and teachings, it's sort of like just be open and just feel something, right?
Well, you know, you just hit on my partner Shannon and myself have started a movement, and it's called Boldly Going Nowhere. And actually, we do 2 retreats a year, and the retreats include, you know, music and meditation and breath work and just a whole lot of nothing, a whole lot of not doing. We unplug, we take away your cell phone, you know, all that. And it's we are boldlygoingnowhere.com. Anybody's interested in checking that out. But that's, you know, less is the new more, is what we say.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
The truth was here before the words. You think about human beings. I mean, we think that we can create all of this truth with as many possible words as possible. And the truth was here before a single word was ever uttered. And so when you break into the silence and you fall down into your heart and you see some nice deep conscious breath, the truth it's just there. It's just, and it never goes anywhere. It's endless. It's eternal. And you can feel it. And we're always striving, and what we want to be is in a state of constant arrival. We're just here. We've arrived.
Right.
So you just perfectly set up the description of our our movement, boldly going nowhere. So.
Well, you know, I think so too, is because we're all similarly in these spots if we just recognize it. You know, I've even for myself, it's like they're like, put out your work. And I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You know, I don't get what you're trying to say, because what they're looking for is, tell me what's wrong with me. Tell me how to fix it and tell me how to get there. And it's a constant barrage of this, you know, and many people are saying, I hear, I sense something that you're saying and feeling, and it's almost like, but just keep sensing and feeling, and eventually you will get where you're going to be. It's not about, you know,
yeah.
I had these friends, you know, they were like, oh, you need to put out a guided meditation. I said, what do you mean I need to put out a guided meditation? Because so I can guide you where I want you to go? I don't think so. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I at one time was doing it where it was a few years ago. It was like bringing people, you know, at 1 minute to six every day to just open and just everybody just be in the presence for 1 minute. And they were like, but there's no sound on there. I said, there's not supposed to be. You're just supposed to be present for the minute. And they couldn't conceptually get that, you know, is that it's not about all of this.
It's,
chatter, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that where we're headed now in this world is what you're talking about. I think
right.
Everyone is starting to understand what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is becoming a very popular word, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know, employee handbooks now. I mean, there's you know, so
right.
We're getting there. I don't think there's some really old teachings that are coming about. I mean, St. Francis of Assisi, you know, he said, what you are looking for is what is looking, you know.
Right.
Just take that in for a second. You know, what you are looking for is what is looking. That's what people are starting to come to understand. And I think they're getting there. I think, you know, we've just been so barraged with, you know, so much data and information that I think when you turn it off for a while, turn off your phones and your TVs and all of that, you'll realize that you're it. You know, there's nothing that you need to chase. It's coming right through you. You know, you are what you are looking for is what is looking. It's a powerful new way to look at everything. Realize that you're it. You're just looking at the projection on the screen. It's beautiful. It's all a miracle. Every second of it is a miracle. Every second.
And, you know, I think that super scares society. It super scares the marketing professions. It scares gurus and experts because they're like, well, we can't package that and we can't sell that, you know. And their concept of how do we now take those words and those tag words, those fad words, and shove them into something so that everybody can buy it and get on the train, you know. It's almost like, here I come, here's my ticket. You know, and even mindfulness, you know, so many have taken it and said, we live that kind of life. But then, you know, if you really watch them, you know, within 10 minutes, they're back on their cell phone screaming at somebody who didn't pick up their things at the right time when they told them to, you know. So I think we're gradually getting there. I think there's, but it's an evolution. So to understand, too, is that when Bob and I are sharing about love and passion and opening your heart and doing all of this, it's not always that it may happen, but sometimes people don't just click into it immediately and their world is whatever, it's going to change. Some, it takes an evolution, and only when you sometimes look back on it, reflect on it, or sometimes just sit in presence with it, that you might recognize that. And I think that's really important because so many times we get wrapped up in it as that, oh, I don't feel kind or loving or anything. When actually, if you just stop and you sit and you say, yeah, actually, yes, I am, you know, or actually, yes, that is where I can be, or actually, that is what I'm feeling, and being in that moment is then when you're able to say, okay, I got there. You know, this is what I can know or sense or truth for me. And it's like you'll notice that, like, maybe you're not cursing at your kids all the time, or maybe that you're not rushing to get somewhere, or that you don't keep a schedule in your date book anymore, you know, things like that. So I think it's sometimes about an evolution and a progression versus, hey, click, let's do go by the the nearest program that's on the internet, and we're going to be okay, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know what songs, what other songs you have queued up, but there's a song on the record called "No Mud, No Lotus," and it basically just says, you know, everything you go through grows you, you know. And so if you're in this place of, you know, you're able to sit for 2 minutes today, and you only
mm-hmm.
sat for 30 seconds the other day, then you've made spiritual progress. You've made growth. I call
them
micro changes. So it's all part
yeah.
of growth. And, you know, I mean, I see,
yeah.
see it all the time, you know, myself. I mean, I teach a class called Practical Breathwork. It's teaching people basically how to breathe properly, because most people have a breathing pattern disorder. It's called BPD, breathing pattern disorder. And I'll find myself teaching this class and, you know, all over the country running around doing this class, and then I'll find myself sitting there in front of my computer, not breathing, just, oh my gosh, I wasn't
mm-hmm.
even breathing. You know, so it's,
right.
we're all in it. We're all walking, you know, we're all walking this path. We're all
right.
walking each other home, as Ram Dass said.
Right.
So, yeah, well, that's why you're doing the show, because you're providing a little bit of medicine for people. So that they, and people are listening to the show right now. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It means you sat down and you turned off whatever you were. And you said, I'm going to do something, you know, something for myself that I can listen to, maybe learn a couple ideas. Good for you, because that's what people need to do. They just need to keep going. How long did it take for stress to build up on you? It took your whole life. How long do you think it's going to take you to unravel that? Well, maybe a little while. It's not going to happen overnight. But maybe just take
right.
it easy on yourself and recognize that it might just take a little bit of time, you know. Just give yourself. Take it easy on yourself. Be nice. Be calm. Kind to yourself. Love yourself.
Absolutely. The next song I have listed up is Metta. Let's play that.
Thank you.
You know, Bob, I think that is a great song to play at this point because we're coming to the end of the show. But it's really, that's what we've said this whole time, is that that's what we wish for each other. That's what we wish for ourselves. And I think that this giving and receiving all the time has kind of gotten people kind of stuck in this, that it's something that actually has to transpire rather than just something that's in the present. So I think that we just open, when you just say be well, be loved, you know, I mean, that could be you, for you, for your dog, for your computer, for the space you're in, for the flowers that are in, it could be for anyone and anything, and it's just to have the concept and the feeling is what we're saying, yes?
Yeah, the song is called Metta. It's a Buddhist meditation, actually, and it says, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be at peace, and may you be loved. And yeah, I think it is. It's a transmission that can happen between,
right,
you know, people, between beings, between yourself and your pet and your animal and birds flying by. And just send out your love and compassion to every one of them.
Right, because it also, too, emanates from yourself, because when you are saying it or feeling it, you also are in the presence of it. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like,
mm-hmm,
people want to hear it from others all the time, because they feel like that's the way that they can only feel it, is by bringing it in. But it's also, but if you're already in the presence of it, that's different.
Right. You're it. Yeah, like I said, what you're looking for is what is looking. You're it.
Yeah. And I think it, and then you say, is it as simple as that? And sometimes you need to say, it's as simple as that, or it's as complex as that, you know? And I think that, I think we would try, when people are hurting, we want to help them. We want to bring things to them. We want to lift them up. We want to. But it's all of our concepts that we want to impose upon them, because we believe they need to come to a different space. When really, if you can just sit with whatever is going on, is really more of a caring and loving time, you know, and then just to just sit with it. You know, sometimes people are so afraid. I'm afraid of hurting. I'm afraid of a surgery. I'm afraid of falling. I'm afraid of this or whatever. Just sit with that. You know, I've even said to a family member where they were talking about fear and addiction. And they said, well, I was really scared. So kind of like I felt like I was in the corner and I was afraid of. And I said, go in a room and sit with fear. Welcome it in. Sit in a chair. You know, set another chair there for it and try to see what kind of power that fear has, you know, and then turn around and just kind of like work all of that out. And then eventually they really come to that loving caring for themselves. It does take a long time for some people to be able to say, I'm willing to do that. But also, too, some people might instantly do that. So I think your music really can bring people to a spot where some of this other stuff that's around them tries to fall away, you know. In other words, you don't notice it so much. And then sometimes your views and your life and actually like your love and your heart chains. Don't you think that that's really what the CD is about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the whole purpose of me, is to help catalyze all those changes that you just mentioned, you know, that could happen with sit with fear and work through things. You know,
right,
there's not enough music out there, and I'm not mocking any of the other music, but my job is to put this music out there. It's sneaky. You can play it at work. You know, you can play it in your car. You can play it with your friends or your family, and you can always be nourishing yourself in these messages and these vibrations. But we need a catalyst. We need help. We all need to help each other, and this is my gift. This is what I can do. So that's why I'm here. Just to put it out there and be that catalyst for people.
It was such a pleasure to have you with us today, because I think this, again, is the end of 2017. It's a perfect time. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, everything that is on the website is bobsima.com, bobsima.com. And, again, I also have we do retreats and workshops and all of that. And that's on, if you go to the event section, you'll see everything that's happening. You can see the retreats But if you want to go to the separate page for just the retreats and learn more about the Boldly Going Nowhere, it's www.weareboldlygoingnowhere.com. And there's a 2 or 3 minute video that just gets to the point of what that is. All the music is on the website. You can just listen to it, or you can download it, or you can buy CDs. We have a flash drive, which has every album on it. It has all of the videos, all the lyrics. And that is like a multimedia, support system to help you. It's got, eight or nine albums worth of material on it. So, yeah, go to BobSima, BobSima.com. You can connect with all of this and join the mailing list and all of that. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free to write us and say you heard us on the show.
Well, Bob, it was such a pleasure to have you with us. We're going to play out at the end of the show The Movers and the Shakers, the original first song from the album. Again, the CD we were talking about today was The Movers, the Shakers, the Peacemakers. And, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. I think that it's really important that we sometimes just say it's going to be okay and we act as a support. You know, it's almost like a hand. And it doesn't have to be a hand out, a hand up, or a hand down. It's just a hand, So just to be able to, as you say with your music, it's just an ear. Just open your ears, just open your heart, and that's where you'll be able to be present. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette, for having me on again for the second time. And anytime I can be of service, and thank you for doing what you do in this and putting this this goodness out into the world. It's important to keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bob. And also, too, when you come on 2018, please bring us your new CD. That's really wonderful.
Will do.
If you'd like to find out more information about Bob, please do check on the link on the bottom of today's show page, and it'll go directly to the website. Please do check out his website. There's tons of information there. All of his music is there. You can listen to one song. You can purchase one song. You can purchase all of the albums. There's packages there and everything. Please check it out because it's an absolutely wonderful progression. No matter where you are in life, no matter what is going on with you, I promise you, put earbuds in, just put it on, turn it on wherever you are, and you will feel a change. You'll just feel calm. You'll just feel enlightened. You might fall asleep. Hey, you never know. But, it's really about being, just feeling that warmness inside and just saying, it's all about hope. And I think 2018 is going to be all about hope. So thank you so much for joining us today. Please stay on the line and listen to Bob's song that we will play in its entirety going out. Again, it's The Movers, The Shakers, The Peacemakers, the first clip from his album, and thank you.
I am a pilgrim, a wanderer. And a pilgrim is a wanderer with a purpose. And my pilgrimage is for a thing. My pilgrimage is for peace. Peace among nations. Peace among groups. Peace with our environment. But also peace among individuals.
With our eyes wide shut in the still of the night, we sit and hold the vision. When the fears burn wild, we don't run and hide. We see a world with no division. We see with one love, one heart, one drum beating to a song and singing us home. We dance in white light under the starlight. We are the sacred seeds of the sound of home. We say, Aho, Amen, Om Shanti Om. See you around.
suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrant. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrant. Caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrant may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrant. Vibrant may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12. Do you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrant. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrant. Caffeine. Not coffee. Taking Vibrant may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrant. Vibrant may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.